This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jeez. Everyone can't help it this morning. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here... Here we go. Dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're with us. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And one of the most popular ways that our class takes us with them is the telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. It's up 24/7, and you may take us with you. We'd be delighted if you did. With us today, hour number one, Kyle Harris from Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. Every time I get on the radio with you and hear your laugh, I'm reminded that there was a friend of mine a long time ago, way back in college, and he said, you know, life's a gas and your lead foot is right on the accelerator. You remind me of that every time I hear it.
Kyle, it's delightful to be broadcasting with you. And I was chuckling as I was starting the broadcast because I was going to say but didn't say. But I'll say it now. Kyle, would it be okay if we complained today?
I just don't want to go against your intro there, you know, where you say no whining. You know what I mean?
I agree. We're not going to do that. But let me give you an example. I was at, and I don't mind mentioning names of companies, as long as we are factual, they won't sue us. So I was at Menards, and I was buying a hot water heater, and I needed a stainless steel hot water heater because I didn't want to buy another one. And on the way out, I ordered it online because they don't stock them. And it was a couple-hour trip, maybe 3 or 4 hours, to go out there and to come back and to pick it up after I ordered it. And they had a clearance table, and they had some interesting things on the way out. And one of them was had some hammers, and there was a Fat Max, F-A-T-M-A-X. It's a Stanley type of hammer, and it's a 12-ounce hammer. Now, if you looked at it from maybe 10 feet, you would swear it was an S-wing hammer, which is my very favorite hammer. I've had the same S-wing hammer since the 1970s, and it's still treating me very well. It looks just like that, except it has a black and yellow grip instead of a blue or leather grip. Other than that, it looks very, very similar in shape and design, and it was $7. And I thought, wow, you know, I need to finish the molding in this house, so I have several hundred feet of molding to put up, and this would be perfect for that job. So I've decided that instead of buying the tools after I'm done doing the job, I'll get them before I do the job. That's my, you know, my new style of... I'm saying something that's dear to your heart, right? Buying the tools
exactly,
after the job. Yep. So it was $7. I thought, this, you know, it feels great. My mom would love to use it, too. And so it's got anti-vibration. It's got a lot of great features, and it feels great in the hand. And so I'm reading the label, StanleyTools.com, and Towson, Maryland, made in Taiwan. So this great looking, great feeling, great design hammer, made in design with the name Stanley on it. Now, Stanley used to be a well-known, well-respected American tool company, right? So it's just one thing I'd like to share that, class, just because you're buying a tried and true name may not actually, that item may not be manufactured in the country that you thought. Now, it looks great. I'm happy with it, but I really would rather have it be made in the United States with American craftsmanship. But guys like Barry Satoru have destroyed the American dream. He and some of his ilk, like Hillary and others. So that was just one thing. I was thinking about, I'd like to start with this story. I went into yesterday with Mrs. Finelli. We happened to be in the city. And I went into a large shoe store. It was Shoe Carnival. Large, I mean huge shoe store. And my son thought I needed a pair of sneakers because mine were worn out. And so he bought me the same ones that I've been wearing. They're New Balance. Last time I bought them, they were $44. He was able to get them reduced for a net with taxes of about $60 or $65 with tax. And I thought, wow, how did they get so expensive? So I went in there to exchange them for them. And you go on eBay, and they're the same price. So there's not much you can do. $65 is about where you're going to be if you buy a pair of sneakers, minimum. So there was a guy standing at the door. He was he appeared to be like a manager type. He had this communications earphone in his ear, and he's watching everybody to make sure that no one snuck out with sneakers. And so I said to him, "Can you help me?" And he said, "How can I help you?" I said, "Well, I was looking at this pair of boots, just for curiosity, manufactured by Ariat, and they were work boots, and they say leather upper. What does that mean?" I figured that I'd be asking the expert, right? What does that mean, leather upper? Do you know he couldn't tell me? He talked all around it, and he said, "No, what you're really talking about is top grain." I said, "I'm not talking about top grain." He said, "Well, you're talking about full leather." I said, "No, I'm not talking about full leather. I'm talking about leather upper." And I said, "Let me show you." So we walked about 10 feet over to the label. I opened the inside of the boot that was on display, and I showed him leather upper. He said, "What does that mean?" He could not answer the question. So maybe this little complaint is that I am seeing pretty much everywhere I go, top to bottom, left to right, salespeople or people who appear to be salespeople that have no business in that image of a salesperson, acting like a knowledgeable person about the products that they sell in that store. Have you seen the same kind of things? I mean, we could talk about hot water heaters, anode rods. It doesn't matter. Electrical plumbing, it doesn't matter. Most of the people who are salespeople have very little information, if any, correct information about what they are selling. Do you see that, or is it just me?
I see that, mostly... I will see that at the bigger stores, the huge, multi, state, great big, Lowe's, Home Depot, those kind of places, those that they really don't know what in the world they're selling. But I have found that when you go into the smaller stores, even though they're not, some of them might even be, multi-state, even countrywide stores, when they're a smaller type store and you see the employees that have been there a long time, some of those guys are really good. Like I, just for an example, even though Napa's everywhere, this little Napa store that we have, here in the town that's closest to me, you go in there and if you can talk to the older guys that have been there for 15 years, 20 years, that kind of thing, they must treat them well. And, they're usually ex-mechanics, and they know exactly what they're talking about, and they can really point you in a good direction, you know. But the new employees, they don't know split beans from coffee, you know. And it's like you and I were talking the other day, and I've really come to this conclusion, because whatever happens on a small scale usually is an indication of something that is going on in a much, much larger scale than we can understand or put our hands on it. We all know that something's wrong. You know, when you get a salesperson that don't know anything, that all they're there to do is to get a receipt from you and get your cash and get you out the door, is pretty much all they're there for. But if we think about that a little bit and kind of project it larger and larger and larger, I think we end up with a situation where what we're trying to create here is a sale to create some kind of a debt to be able to leverage something to end up keeping this fiat money system that's running the entire globe afloat. And I think, I know it sounds like a stretch, but if a person can put their mind in from that little bitty area and then think in terms of you're really not you're not dealing with someone that has any major accomplishments. They're not really founded on anything. They don't really know anything about the product that they're dealing with. But if they end up getting your money, they've accomplished their goal. And I think that's where we end up on a large scale. If you take the country as a whole, if they can end up getting our money, keeping it in the banks, which, you know, where nobody can touch it other than the bankers, and they can leverage the entire world economy with that, even though we're not supposed to know anything about how the money works or where it's supposed to go or how it's supposed to work, then they've accomplished their goal.
I totally agree with you. I've placed several calls. When I wanted to buy a replacement hot water heater, we had a lifetime guarantee hot water heater from Lowe's made by Whirlpool, and Whirlpool doesn't make them anymore, and Lowe's doesn't sell them anymore, and there's no replacement for the lifetime hot water heater. So originally when I thought that I would never have to buy another hot water heater, I might have to replace it with another one that Lowe's would give me in exchange. Well, Lowe's doesn't do that anymore because they don't honor their warranty. They don't have a lifetime replacement, so they dropped that product. So the trust that I had in Lowe's has evaporated because, if I had any in Lowe's, has evaporated because they left me high and dry. And I placed several calls to companies selling the Westinghouse stainless steel lifetime 80-gallon hot water heater. I'll tell you what happened when we come back. Kyle Harris is with us live. He's in Montana. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I needed to replace this hot water heater that was leaking, the lifetime warranty Whirlpool, which is no longer offered. Whirlpool doesn't manufacture them. And they've been, Whirlpool hot water heaters have been consumed by the A.O. Smith company. I talked to customer service and they said, we don't make them anymore. We make a 6 and a 12 year hot water heater. And they're the same. The only difference is the warranty and the color or the label, but they are the same hot water heater. So I decided that I'd find an alternative. I wasn't going to patronize Whirlpool anymore because they stuck it to us, and Lowe's stuck it to us. So I found this Westinghouse model, and it's all stainless steel. The tank is stainless steel. It's impressive. And it does not have an anode rod because it does not need one because it's stainless steel. Well, sounded like the right way to go. But this $500 hot water heater in 80 gallons that I bought originally about 11 years ago has turned into an $1,100 hot water heater. Well, I decided to bite the bullet, and it was painful spending that much money, but I ordered it. But before I did, I called Home Depot because they offer it. Menards offers it. So I called Home Depot, and I wanted to talk to someone in the hot water heater department rather than traveling from store to store to store to see what they thought of it. And I talked to the employees in the hot water heater department, and no one had seen one. They offered on their website, but no employee had seen the Westinghouse lifetime warranty hot water heater. Can you imagine that?
No.
So here we have stores selling products that the employees have never seen. The employees could not discuss it with me because they didn't know anything about it. They've never touched one or seen one. Can you imagine that, Kyle? So here we have not only employees that don't know about the products, we have employees that have never seen the products.
Wow. You know, that goes right back to what some of the things John was talking about, this just-in-time delivery, but this goes beyond that, Vince. I mean, it's never delivery. I mean, unless you see it out there in the ether somewhere and decide you want it and buy it, there's no place to put it on the floor, and these stores are so profit driven that they're definitely not going to stock something, $1,100 hot water heater, to take up that, you think it probably takes up a 3.5 by 3.5 foot space on their floor, and they're not going to even stock one. That's amazing.
That's exactly right. Now, I have not opened the crate. The crate is in our hallway. Took three people to carry this off the back of the truck. It is extremely heavy, and it's much taller than the Whirlpool hot water heater. And here's the problem, class. If you buy something like I did, and I was duped, by Whirlpool and Lowe's. Well, I now have this problem. We have a tall basement ceiling, and it's going to take three or four people to carry this hot water heater down the stairs into the basement to install it. And now I have the thought, well, I'll tell you what, maybe we won't install it in the basement. Maybe we'll install it in the garage on the first level. That requires a lot of plumbing. Now, how much plumbing would that be? Easily $1,500 if I hired somebody to do it, just to change the location of the hot water heater. Maybe $2,000 in today's prices. That's without the hot water heater. That's just to change the location. And what happens is people are finding out that the new hot water heaters are different sizes and shapes physically from the old hot water heater. So they may not have a place to replace their hot water heater. So the new one may not fit where the old one did. Why? Because Barry and the Bandits have changed a product that has been around for 100 years. A hot water heater, or almost 100 years, and standard dimensions, brand versus brand, similar sizes and shapes, that's no longer exactly the case. So now it's really expensive to change hot water heaters. So the labor is more probably than many of the hot water heaters. Average hot water heater replacement cost will cost you about $1,000 in the United States right now to replace a 40-gallon hot water heater by a plumber. Because sometimes it takes two guys to do it. So instead of just one truck with one guy and a hand truck, it takes two guys. Because they're different shapes. And you've got to, you know, muscle them in through narrower doorways than the new hot water heaters will allow. It's annoying. It really is. Kyle, think about some of the things that are bothering you. I've got plenty of things that are bothering me, starting with the Chevrolet rusting brake lines in their pickup trucks. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
It's gonna be slight. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, Kyle Harris is with us. Kyle, you know, we could say that we're not whining, and I don't think we're whining, but I think these are warnings. We are warning the buyers to beware. And so I was underneath the, you know, we have a lift here at the farm, and I was under the Chevy pickup truck, a 2004. It seems like I buy vehicles for $3,000. So I bought this old pickup truck for $3,000, and it looks really nice. It's white, and it's a work truck. It's nothing fancy, crank up windows and so forth. And so I got under it after owning it over a year, and you know, I'm checking out again. And I notice that the brake lines are a little rusty. Actually, they're really rusty. So I go to replace the brake lines. What a job that is. And because you either have to, they recommend that you take the gas tank out if you're under it. And if you don't have a lift, that's really hard to do. Or you take the pickup bed off. And what a pain that is, right? Take
Yeah.
Now, how much does it cost? Well, the whole brake line, you can get everything you need for like $25 if you have a flaring tool. Well, so these lines are rusting. The last thing I want to do is have to slam on the brake, have the brake line pop, have no brakes, you know, in one of the circuits, either front or rear, and have a collision. So I'm replacing the brake lines before they fail. But they're rusted. Now, why is it that they're rusted? Well, Chevrolet, I did some research. Chevrolet avoided hundreds of millions of dollars in recalls for these rusty brake lines. So it's not just Vin Finelli's old truck that's rusted, 2004. It's a lot of them. And what else rusts? The fender wells rust. What else rusts? The rocker panels rust. So here we have what I would say is a defect in manufacturing and engineering. They could have avoided this with a little more plating. We have older Mercedes vehicles that don't have this rust. We've had older Volvos that don't have this rust. Other vehicles don't have it. But Chevrolet, in their infinite wisdom, decided to cheapen the process of manufacturing so they rust. Now, is that the only problem? Well, let me just say what that costs. It costs about $1,000 to replace the brake lines. $1,000. Now, the parts, if you were... Kyle, I'm sure you've worked on brake lines. It's no big deal. Steel brake lines, right?
Yeah.
You can buy 25 feet of brake line for $20. So for $100, you could buy everything. If you have a tubing bender, you could do it yourself. But typically, $1,000 minimum, up to $2,000 at the dealership to replace the brake lines.
Wow.
It's not necessary.
You and I both... And everybody has to recognize if you're into survival or, you know, being a survivalist of any kind, you're going to have to get your mind wrapped around this new reality. And the new reality is we've got garbage to work with. And so how are we going to overcome the way that they have produced these garbage thing, the garbage, whatever it is, brake lines, water heaters, all of these different things, how are we going to adapt in such a way that you can fix it yourself, save yourself a ton of money because money's, you know, scarcer than hen's teeth, and still be able to run your farm and to have life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like doing the wiring on things. I've seen pickups with new wiring where the wiring comes out of the harness and it's totally exposed underneath,
mm-hmm.
going up to the brake lights in the back. Mm-hmm. I mean, from underneath the truck, you're looking at this. And I thought to myself, how crazy is that? And so I went in there and I took some large rubber hose and I went over the top of the wire, where it came out of the wiring harness, I went over the top of those wires and put this cut, split this thin hose and went all the way over the wires, come up to within about, 6 or 8 inches of where they actually attached to the lights. Well, wasn't really having a problem at that time, but I could see a potential problem. And
sure.
I think we need to recognize those kind of things, you know. It's just a matter of being able to, when you see it, think of what's fixing to happen. You know you've got salt on the roads now that's going to corrode and eat up things. And so how is that going to affect what I'm looking at from underneath this vehicle? What kind of stuff is that going to affect? And how can I avoid it?
All right, let's take that to connect another dot. So I'm under the vehicle and I'm thinking, boy, this is really hard to get to all the places I need to run this brake line. Let me just unwinch the spare tire under the bed. And what you have is this winch, and you put in the tire changing tool and you rotate it and it lowers the spare tire. Spare tire comes down about 4 or 5 inches and locks in place. Why? Because they didn't plate the safety mechanism for the spare tire carrier. So what happens is, if the winch were to get loose, that has this cable that holds the spare tire up tight against the bottom of the bed in the frame, it has a safety mechanism to prevent the spare tire from falling off and the guy behind you running into your spare tire. Well, what happens is it rusts and you can't get the spare tire off. Am I kidding? Absolutely not. You can go to YouTube and you can see all kinds of guys having the same problem. They can't get their spare tire off. So that's another problem. And while I was under there, I thought, wow, look at this differential cover. This is the rear axle. In the center of the rear axle, there is a differential, gears in there, and there's a cover. And the darn thing is rusted. And I'm not talking about surface rust. I'm talking about deep pitted rust. And I was going to see one of our instructors who lives a couple states away, and I've got some batteries for him. We bought some, and we're doing a solar project together, and I have his batteries, and I'm going to bring them to him. And so I'm looking at this differential cover thinking, this thing's going to pit through, the differential fluid's going to leak out, and I am going to destroy the differential and rear axle gears on my pickup truck. So I went to buy another one at a salvage yard. The guy brings one out, and he goes, okay, this one will fit. And I go, that's as bad as the one I've got. So it's not just... It's not just mine, okay? So I finally, he found one that was better, and I sanded the rust off that one, and I painted it with Rust-Oleum, so it's got, you know, a nice preventative rust covering on the replacement differential. But how much did it cost? $25, which is probably a good deal. But how much would it cost to have a mechanic change the differential cover and paint it and spend the 3 hours that I'm spending on it? Way too much money. Way too much. And why? Because they didn't paint it well enough at the factory, at General Motors. So what I'm saying is shoddy workmanship, shoddy engineering. And I think, Kyle, I think the engineers at General Motors hate the mechanics that work on their vehicles. I think there's a war going on, and the engineers are winning. They are making it impossible to easily fix vehicles today.
I totally agree with that because I've been a service manager for all of them. I remember one time, Vince, this is a funny story. I walked into a mechanic shop who is a friend of mine, and he's underneath this Ford Explorer, and he is beating on something with a sledgehammer. And you can hear him, bam! I mean, it's just, ricocheting that sound all over his shop, and it's horrendously loud. And I go up to him, and I said, "Hi, Jeff, and how you doing?" And he comes up, and he says, bam, he says, do you know what I'm going to, bam, call success, bam. And I said, "No, what's that?" And he said, "It's going to be bam. When I tell everybody that walked through that door, I ain't working on nothing but General Motors. Bam." It was so funny.
I thought you were going to say he was changing the oil filter.
Oh, it was a front end part that had been rusted, but Ford is bad and Chrysler is bad. They're all that way, you know. All we can really do is see these potential things, just like you said there, you know. How many people even think in terms of those kind of things, you know? Is it going to pit and rust on me, and how bad could it be? And actually, even is it bad enough right at this point where I could drop that differential off, hit it with a wire brush on a grinder, you know, and clean it all up, prime it, and paint it myself, and then save it, you know? Anyway, it's one of the, I think anything pretty much past the 1995, in my opinion, has went the workmanship in different areas, not in every area, but in different areas since 1995. A lot of this planned obsolescence has really worked its way into the automotive industry to the point to where, like you said, the mechanics, they can work on them, but boy, oh boy, it's almost like you got to be a magician and a contortionist just to be able to get in to get to some of these things.
I was talking to our daughter, and she bought She called me and she said, hey, Dad, my refrigerator freezer side-by-side failed. And she had either a Whirlpool or a General Electric or one of those. And it was the kind of thing where everything was defrosting. And so I said, well, all you do is put a hard start kit in it, and here's how you do it. And I'll send you an email with the part. And you can do that. And so she decided that she was going to buy a new refrigerator freezer side by side, which was a real challenge, because she went to the big box stores, Home Depot and the others, and they've got them on display, but you can't buy one, you can't take one with you, except unless you want one of them that has been damaged, you know, in their poor handling of it, and they ding them up. So you can get a scratch and dent model. They've got them for sale, maybe one of each. Or they've got some that customers have bought and said, this is crappy, I don't want it. And they bring it back and get their money back, and then they go to sell that as a previously purchased appliance. So she had no choice in her mind, but she went to Home Depot and she bought a Samsung refrigerator side by side. She gets it home, and she realizes that it does not have the center drawer in the side-by-side refrigerator for deli meats. Now, never have I seen a refrigerator in modern times that did not have a center drawer. You know, for, let's say, if you buy deli meats or cheese and that kind of thing, you put it in the center drawer, right? You have the vegetable crispers at the bottom and you have a drawer in the center. Not the Samsung. Nope. You can get one. It's an option and you can order it. And I don't know how much it costs. It's probably 10% of the cost of the unit. Refrigerator freezer, but let me tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, I'm working on solar power, solar batteries, those kinds of things. And if you'd like to learn more about some of the experiences I've had, send me an email, vincent@usapreparis.com. If you're interested in what I've learned and what I found out, maybe we can talk more about that in future broadcasts, things that I think are worth looking at, technologies that I think work really well. So vincent@usapreparis.com. Kyle Harris is with us. Kyle, So our daughter bought this Samsung side-by-side French door-type refrigerator. So it's got a freezer on the left, refrigerator on the right. And so here's what happens. If you close the refrigerator door, the freezer door pops open. It just pops open a half an inch. And you can't really see it because it's just open a half an inch. It's one of these stainless steel skin things. She got it for like $700 and something because it was half price because someone either banged it up or something happened to it. And it's got some dings and dents in it, but it's worth $700 to her to have those dings and dents rather than spend $1,500. This thing is a piece of engineering that has enabled them to take material out of the refrigerator. It's lightweight. They've taken the center drawer out for the deli, deli-type meats, if you use a center drawer. We do, but not for deli meats so much, but for cheese and things. And the freezer door is very, very lightweight. It is so lightweight that the air pressure of just closing the refrigerator door pops the freezer door open. And so that would cause your, you know, if you do that overnight, if you get a late night snack, close the refrigerator door, pop the freezer door open. Now you have a door open half an inch, and you're going to cause the energy consumption to go up, and you're going to lose the cooling in the freezer side. So I happened to call Samsung. I was outraged by this. And I called them up, and they said, that's normal. That's normal. When you close the refrigerator door, the freezer door will pop open. Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's engineered. Yes, that is correct. And I was annoyed that this woman had the gall to try to treat me to that much baloney, okay? And I told her, I said, you know, you're wasting my time and your time. I'm not buying these lies. I said, I asked her if she had a French door in her house, and she said she did. And I said, so when you close one French door, does the other one pop open? And she said, no. I said, okay. Well, so she's reading this script. So Samsung, and here's what happened, Kyle, I believe. They took so much weight out of the freezer door that it's very lightweight. And if you just, if you're within 4 inches of having the refrigerator side of the door closed, and you just release it with your fingers, and it slowly closes, that is enough air pressure, just releasing the refrigerator door. I'm not saying give it a shove. I'm just saying leave it stationary, let go 4 inches from fully closed. It will close itself and pop open the freezer door. They have taken so much mass out of the freezer door that it's easily to blow it open with just the pressure of the refrigerator door closing by itself. That's what
I'll tell you. You know the scary thing, Vince, is that 99% of the people, once they got to the point of calling Samsung, if they even got that far, and they told them it was normal, they would buy it. They would just take it.
Correct. And here's how Samsung can prove it. Samsung can say, tell you what, you bought this at Home Depot. Here's what you do. You go to Home Depot right now, and you go and try any one of those refrigerator freezers and see if it's not normal. And you'll find out that unless you go to the General Electric model, all the Asian ones, I was kicking the doors. I mean, figuratively. I'm sorry, kicking the tires, I should say. You know, looking at them, opening and closing the doors gently, being a nice customer, you know. They all do it except for the General Electric that they had on display. All of these Asian refrigerators, you open the refrigerator door and you release it slowly and it will pop open the freezer door. Try it. Class, go to your local Home Depot and tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You won't believe it. You're going to be aghast. And then you go to the salesperson and you say, look at this. This is unbelievable. They probably go, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's the way you dilute an entire society.
Not us. Hey, we're not, Kyle, you and I aren't buying this. What a horrible thought that is. Oh, man. Hey, Kyle, thank you so much for your friendship and being with us here today. Complaining a little bit about things that we're warning customers what they should know. Thanks so much. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.